This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, I have one question for you today. If you feel distressed and miserable, if you are facing hardship, if you are going through difficult times, if you keep asking yourself, why am I so unhappy, but did not find an answer to your question, then the Quran has a cure for you. Be kind to your mother. Give your mother good treatment. Be nice to your mother. We got this conclusion from the story of Isa alayhi salam in Surah Maryam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Maryam, quoting Isa alayhi salam, saying, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, which means, and he made me dutiful to my mother. Isa alayhi salam is talking here about himself when he was a baby. He's talking about, of course, his behavior, what will happen to him in the future, and what are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to him. Of course, it was a miracle. But he said in this statement here in Surah Maryam, and he made me dutiful to my mother, and he has not made me a wretched tyrant. That's why some Muslim scholars have noticed that there should be a link between lack of good treatments of good treatment of one's parents and distress and misery and suffering. روى أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي فقال الحبيب عليه الصلاة والسلام أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك ثم في الرابعة قال ثم من فقال أبوك. This hadith is authentic. رواه البخاري ومسلم متفق عليه متفق على صحته. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reported that a man came to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O messenger of Allah, who is most deserving, who is most deserving of my good company? And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, your mother. Then the man asked, and then who? The Prophet said, your mother. Then the man asked again, then who? And the Prophet said, your mother. And then the last time and the fourth time, the man asked, then who? And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, your father. It is understood from this hadith that Islam gives precedence to one's, to good treatment of one's mother over good treatment of one's father. And that's why some Muslim scholars, they said this hadith indicates that the mother deserves three times the amount of good treatment and goodness over the treatment of fathers. So, by the way, I'm jealous. As a father, I'm jealous of this hadith. But at the same time, we can use this hadith and similar hadith and similar text from the Sharia of Islam as a response to those who claim that Islam encourages discrimination against women. They look at Islam from one angle, and that's why they will never be able to reach a fair conclusion, a good conclusion about the beauty of Islam. I would like to conclude this short reminder with this story. Ata ibn Yasar, who was one of the students of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was one of Ibn Abbas. He said when a man came to him, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykh al-Mufassirin, he was a great scholar, he was a Sahabi, he was a great scholar of tafsir, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. So Ata ibn Yasar said a man came to him and he confessed that he committed a major crime and asked, is there any repentance for me? Halli min tawbah, I want to make tawbah. I want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I don't know if this is possible or not. Ibn Abbas asked him one question. Is your mother still alive? The man said no. He said, then تقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتب إليه. تقرب إلى الله وتب إليه وأكثر من الاستغفار. He said, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship as much as you can. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get closer to Him as much as you can. Ata ibn Yasar, he said, then I asked, I went to Ibn Abdullah ibn Abbas and asked him, why did you ask him if his mother was alive? And Ibn Abbas here said, there is a statement here, I will read it to you. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, إني لا أعلم عملا أقرب إلى الله من بر الواردة. This hadith is found in Sahih in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and it is hadith sahih. This book, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, was authored by Imam Al-Bukhari. And the ulama of hadith, they said this hadith is authentic. It is found not in Sahih Al-Bukhari, in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, that was written and authored by Imam Al-Bukhari. And they said this hadith is authentic. So Ibn Abbas, at the end of this story, he said, إِنِّي لَا أَعْلَمُ عَمَلًا أَقْرَبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنْ بِرِّ الْوَارِدَةِ. He said, verily, I don't know any deed that is better to bring one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than kindness to one's mother. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا ممن يحسنون صحبة والديهم. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعيننا على بر والدينا. We pray to Allah سبحانه وتعالى to enable us to be kind to our parents and to treat our parents with kindness. Those who are alive and those who passed away, because even those who passed away deserve our kindness. They need our dua. We're supposed to make sadaqah on their behalf. We need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis to shower His mercy upon them and to allow them and to forgive their sins and to allow them to go to Jannah. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.